today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us. Because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Sunday, is the 23rd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar calendar, corresponding to the 27th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic solar history calendar, and 18th of December 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran, verses 65 to 66 of chapter Furqan, and then we'll learn more about the points of these verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا.
And those who say, Our Lord, avert from us the punishment of hell. Indeed, its punishment is ever adhering.
إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا.
Indeed, it is evil as a settlement and residence.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There are two ways for getting released from the fire: worshipping and doing good deeds. When Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, dedicated some properties to Allah, he wrote in act for the establishment, I dedicated this for saving myself from the fire as well as getting the fire away from me. In this noble verse, the fourth attribute of the servants of the beneficent, which is the fear of divine chastisement, is mentioned. Although these servants of the beneficent remember and worship Allah in the midnight and do their duties in the day, their heart is still full of the fear that their duties to be done rightly. It is that fear that is the powerful factor of doing duties more and better.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The topic of this episode is the behavior and social interaction of a believer. For a new convert to Islam, comprehensiveness may mean that there are many things that he will have to change about himself in order to be a complete and true Muslim. He may have many character flaws from his pre-Islamic days that he will have to work on and correct. He has no choice but to intend to change his ways. He is now stating his belief in Islam. If his belief is true, it must mean that he is willing to accept what the faith is teaching him, and he is willing to do his best to implement it in his life. As his understanding of Islam increases and as his faith strengthens, many behaviors may change automatically, as he now has a new view on life and a correct understanding of reality. This new understanding of his reality automatically and sometimes even imperceptibly from the individual's point of view changes the person's behavior and character.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, peace be upon him, considers one of the most important signs of a follower, a true follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt, to be steadfast in the path of truth. And he considers the achievements of true happiness to depend on the this admirable quality. And he says, if our Shias preserve in the path of truth, the angels of the sky will shake hands with them. The clouds of mercy will cast shadows over them, and their faces will shine like the bright day, and they will eat sustenance from the earth and the sky, and they will not have any demands from God, unless the Almighty God grants them. So the greatness, the next characteristic that we are expecting from the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam is the greatness of the ego and the avoidance of humiliation. So we have to learn again from our leaders, from our, authority, from our Islamic leaders, or imams, that everyone's character depends on a sort of self-esteem. Man needs self-respect and honoring his character more than anything, even than water and food, because the suffering of hunger and thirst can be removed, but the humiliation of the character and the annoyance of his soul cannot be removed so easily, and it may last until the end of the person's life. Definitely, you and me have many of such cases in our minds that, for example, we have seen humiliation of others, or, I don't know, some records of humiliation in front of, a group of people, that we have understood and actually touched how bitter it is.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now let's look at the Muslim code of behavior, that is treating all creations kindly. Dear friend, no one likes someone who speaks harshly to them, treats them unfairly. If the Messenger of Allah can tell us to treat animals kindly, how else should we then treat humans and other creations? Be nice to people regardless of their social status or their closeness to you. The internet is filled with the stories of strangers who hurt others just because they think they can. Be the Muslim who comes to the aid of a stranger. Be the person who speaks up for others, and do not the person that everyone tries to stay away from due to the harm that can come to them from you. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, the Messenger of Allah, said, "The dearest and nearest among you to me on the day of resurrection will be one who is the best of you in manners." We're speaking about social behavior on today's special. In this part, fairness and justice. Fairness and justice are observable characteristics of elevated and purified souls. For those who are fair do not wrong others and avoid selfish and self-centered actions. Islamic teachings describes these commendable qualities like this. I'm gonna read some verses, at first from the Holy Quran, chapter 4, verse 135. O you who believe, stand firmly with justice. And for this one, you can find it in chapter 5, verse 8. O you who believe, remain principled for the sake of Allah and bear witness with justice. Do not let hatred of anyone provoke you into intolerant behavior. Conduct yourself honorably, for that is nearer to piety. The Prophet of Islam said, "An hour's justice is worth more than 7 years of fasting the whole day and praying the whole night. 1 hour of injustice is worse than 6 years of sin." The highest level of justice is to love for others what you love for yourself, and hate for them what you hate for yourself.
One of the most important reasons that the pre-Islamic society of Arabia and other societies around, they did not accept religion. They rejected their prophets and messengers. They rejected the revelation, divine revelation. One of the reasons is that religion is against class society. There is no class society in Islam. There is no class society in a true Christianity, in a true Judaism. There is no room for a class society. In fact, religion and messengers and revelations and the prophets, they came to abolish the class system, tabaqiyya. No class system. No one is above others. No one, no matter where you come from. Even if you are the son of the prophet, you are not better than me and better than you. إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Through piety and righteousness and more work and more responsibility and more commitment and more help, helping others, we can excel. Not through race, not through color, not through family name. Family name has no meaning in Islam. No meaning. Race has no meaning in Islam. It happened that God created some people white, some black, some red, some in the north, some in the south. That does not mean that there is a preference for those over those.
was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.